This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, hop up on the website, give me your email address. There's a whole bunch of stuff going up there. Smarter people than I are in that chat room. You can also buy my book. You can buy one of our shirts. Go to the store. That's therealside.com/. I'm going to make it easy for you. Store. Check out what we have for sale. Coming into the holiday season, or what I refer to as the Christmas season, and it is around the corner. Look, I went to the store today. Some of you to follow me on Instagram. When I went to the store today, I walked into this just mountains and mountains of Halloween stuff. Isn't there something before Halloween? What are we, September? October? We're, what? Eight, nine, at least 9 weeks away. Seriously. Like, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Just crazy. Wait till Santa Claus shows up.
That's next week.
That's the week. that's always exciting. Where was I? Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other programs you can be listening to or watch. But I really, really, really do appreciate you tuning in here and paying attention here and getting involved here and engaging here. I'm looking at all these stories and I'm going, okay, which one do I do, right? Well, let's start off with the one I told you I was going to start off with, because this one's kind of weird. So the social justice vandals must have taken a lesson from the ISIS group. They're now decapitating Revolutionary War statues. I don't know what message that sends. We're as bad as them. We're just like them. We're nastier than they are. I don't even know. I mean, sure. Well, I mean, I guess it's pretty tough if you can decapitate a war statue, you know. But I don't see what the reasoning is behind it. I'm right back to vandalism doesn't fix anything. Actually, if anything, vandalism actually hurts your case. It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it sound like you really want to do anything better. Why don't you fix it once and for all, get it into the court system, and that way there, it isn't just you breaking the law to get your point across. Because when you start breaking the law, nobody really cares anymore. No, seriously, nobody really cares anymore. You're just a bunch of vandals. You're just a bunch of out-of-control people at that point. Now, tortured to death towards the end of the Revolutionary War, Colonel William Crawford's memory has only recently been desecrated. A marble statue of the pioneer soldier guarding the entrance of the Ohio Crawford County Courthouse was decapitated the other night. Now, suspects remain unidentified, and vandals are still at large, but there's a virtue signaling bounties on the heads of the historic monument today, and there's only so many motives for attacking these kind of things. I mean, I don't see how this... I'm irritated because I'm looking at this thinking, you know, this was paid for. This was a statue that was made and paid for a reason. We don't know the history behind it. A pioneer soldier during the French and Indian War, Crawford served under George Washington. He received an ensign's commission at the future president's recommendation and spent the remainder of the conflict scouting, patrolling, and defending against the French-aligned Indians. And I'm sure that there was some nasty business going on. Look, this is guerrilla warfare. This is not, you know, they don't see this. They don't understand this. The young people do not understand this. You can't play nice. There's no wars. There's no nice rules to war. What is this, like the 1960s? You're going to think you're going to walk around like those young ladies that go over and they think that all ISIS needs is hugs and kisses and a little love and they'll be fine. And what do they find out when they go there? Yeah, they want a little love. Any kind of love you're thinking about, though. While glittery armies in Europe met outside the cities for set battles, the frontier fights were brutal. The skirmishes settled. You know, again, when you think about the fighting that was going on here, right? The fact when underappreciated by the Delaware tribe in 1782, and doubtless by the social justice vandal who scalped his statue. They probably knew nothing about him. It's just like those morons that were vandalizing the Catholic saints' statues. They had no idea who those people were, what they stood for, what they did or didn't do. Right? Ah, 235 years ago, toward the end of the Revolution, Crawford led 400 men... mounted unit into Ohio into retaliation against the British who sponsored attacks against the colonial pioneers. During engagement with a combined Delaware-British force, the Americans were wiped. Their little army was broken, and Crawford was captured. Now think about all that he went through. Right? Crawford was a loyal soldier. He was fighting and a declared enemy during the time of war. So why did they have a problem with him? He died with dignity. He was tortured and beaten. He had nothing to do with the Indian massacre they were trying to put on him. So think about all this violence is happening and this big ball of ignorance. These people have no clues to what they're fighting for. They have no clues to what they're doing. But they're willing to do it in the name of political correctness. Boy, are we in trouble. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. If I hit the right buttons, we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're hanging out, calling me out, letting me know what I'm doing wrong. And I do get them during the show. Because, you know, I'm wrong a lot. God. These colleges are making me nuts. Just out of my mind. And apparently, Kalamazoo College is now offering student grants up to $1,500. What do you think it would be for? Come on, take a guess. You think it's for books? tools for your internships, you know, for jobs for internships. Right? You would think that there was something constructive that would happen, correct? No, it gets better than that. See, it's offering students grants for up to $1,500 to cover the cost of social justice leadership projects to include protests, conferences, and trainings for protesting. The social justice, yeah, this is the same kids, snowflakes, whatever. Remember? They wanted to be exempt from taking tests. They wanted some help. When they protest, they wanted to be able to get special treatment. You don't get special treatment. If you go protest, you still have to study like everybody else. You still have to take the test like everybody else. You don't get special treatment. You're not home with mommy and daddy anymore. The Social Justice Leadership Fund, organized by a nonpartisan ARCA Center for Social Justice, offers Kalamazoo students, faculty, and staff grants ranging from $50 to $1,500. Now, I want you to hear this. The grants are for students, faculty, and staff. So now your tax dollars are going to pay staff. Well, students is bad enough, but faculty and staff to go protest. Isn't that wonderful of them? They want them to engage in social justice advocacy, research, and leadership development. No, they don't. They want you to go protest, and they want you to get paid for it. So you don't have to not go because, you know, you need money. You need to work. You can't afford not to be paid. God. Let me see, where was I? The fund was launched to encourage students to learn about the variety of social justice and human rights, develop new skills in organizing and leadership, and take action on the issues that prospective applicants care about. They go on to say that while the fund is primarily gives students grants to attend conferences and conduct research, it also offers financial support for students who wish to travel for action. In other words, go protest, right? Such as protests, rallies, and things like that. Earlier this year, for example, an indeterminate number of students received financial support to attend an immigration rally in Washington, D.C. to advocate for comprehensive immigration policies. Now, I would love to sit down with a Democrat. I would love to have a Democrat write me and tell me what it considers in bullet point. I don't want to have to go take a class to know what you're talking about. Write down what comprehensive immigration reform means to you. Because I can tell you, most Democrats I talk to, it's no border. Let them in. They've been here. They have citizenship. Whether they speak English or not, that's it. End of discussion. We should have open borders. That's comprehensive immigration reform. Sorry, not interested. Among numerous other projects, the fund also sent more than 40 students to a 2.5-day anti-racism workshop. You know, at this time in life, do we really need to teach people or tell people what racism is or show them? Are we really that dull of a species, really that dull of a race? Anti-racism workshop was sponsored a documentary project on anti-abortion violence and sent six students to a 3-day black male summit in Akron, Ohio. Do they have any white men summits? Do we check on that? No. Students who are interested in social justice advocacy are currently being encouraged to apply, according to a recent Twitter post. It also notes that the fund accepts applications on a rolling basis. So it's no closure. As long as there's protests/riots going on, there's no problem. Look at up to $1,500, I realize that. Of your tax dollars, going for them to protest, cause damage, get out of school. Is that really what you sent your kid to school to learn? how to game the system, how to work around the system. Just amazing. Now, recently, let's see, the school provided the following statement in response to a follow-up inquiry on why the nonpartisan ARCA Center supported students travel to Women's March in Washington, considering that it excluded conservative and pro-life women. That sounds like equality, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that what they preach? Equality for all? Everybody should be treated the same? Everybody should have the same opportunity? Well, except, let me see, if you're pro-life, yeah, maybe not so much. Right? You're conservative? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not so much. Right? They also helped them to get to immigration rallies. Right? We're pushing for looser immigration restrictions. So your tax dollars, again, in California, it's like a triple whammy, right? Your tax dollars go to illegals. Not many of them go to you. Just, and they don't see it. They don't care. They don't care to see it. Now, social justice about valuing lives equally. The Women's March on Washington being about women's rights, it certainly fits the bill. The application process for such opportunities doesn't consider information about political parties or affiliations, meaning the center is nonpartisan. Anyone with an interest in social justice experience has an equal consideration. I'd like to test that. If I had the opportunity, I would like to test that. I don't know. These stories that come up on a regular basis with us, they drive me crazy. Why aren't we pushing back? Why aren't we fighting? Why aren't you checking to see what your children are learning in these colleges? So you can push back and tell them to go pound sand. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I know that you could be listening to a boatload of other channels, a boatload of other shows, stations, whatever, and you've chosen this one, which really, well, makes me happy anyway. I don't know about the rest of you, but it makes me happy. And I really do appreciate it, because I do know that there's other shows, there's just other things you could be doing. So I do appreciate your time with me. And I know it takes a lot to listen. I know it takes a lot to get engaged and involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, tomorrow night, what's her name? Andrea Kay. God, I am really having a problem. Andrea Kay will be guest hosting for me. So you should have some fun tomorrow night with her. And she talks faster than I do. Go ahead, figure that one out. She does. She talks faster than I do. So you're going to have to work hard to keep up, take notes. And she's now with us every week, pretty much. 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's get back at it. Fordman University has launched an investigation after students were reduced to tears by the screening of a Prager University video during a resident assistant training on sexual assault. Don't you love it? Prager University. Because Dennis is just such a terrible, terrible man. In an effort to provide political context for the issue, Dean Christopher Rogers showed two separate videos pertaining to sexual assault, the first of which was a trailer for a documentary called The Hunting Ground. Well, the second was a PragerU video disputing the 1 in 5 statistics commonly cited in evidence of campus rape epidemic. Now, according to a statement from the R.A. Rowan Hornbeck, who was in attendance during the training, Rogers was simply attempting to show examples from the right and from the left that influence students' perceptions of sexual violence on campus. Oh my God, you mean he gave both sides of the issue? He gave stats and facts from both sides? We don't mind that. I might get them thinking. As a result, the Fordham Ram now reports that the school's Department of Public Safety and the Title IX coordinator, Anastasia Coleman, have launched an investigation into the matter. They launched an investigation into an RA giving both sides of a topic to the young little snowflakes there. In her statement on training, Hornbeck notes that many students were in tears after the PragerU video, upset by its claim that there is no evidence that rape is a cultural norm, at least on our college campuses. During the video, many more RAs left the room, many of them women, who were in tears, Hornbeck writes, knowing that she was shaking after the video finished playing. Now, these are 3 to 5 minute videos. They couldn't handle a 3 to 5 minute video. Now, there's nothing there where they refute it, the RAs. They just don't want to hear it. Hornbeck goes on to bemoan the fact that the same PragerU video was shown during a resident director training a few weeks prior, with many RDs raising the concerns about this video being upsetting to RAs. Okay, so? No, seriously. Just because something's upsetting to you doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean you shouldn't see it. One female RA informed me that once the video started playing, her RD said, "I can't believe that they're actually playing this. I'm so sorry," another RD left the room, because that they could not stand to sit through the video again. Hornbeck continues, noting that numerous RDs asking the video not to be shown. It's just crazy. Again, these are the free speech people, right? These are the ones that want to impart knowledge on everybody, but it's only their knowledge, which is why I keep telling you, you have got to take your rightful place. You conservative educators, you have to take your rightful place in these schools, these colleges, these higher places of learning. Hornbeck continues, noting that the numerous RDs asked that the video not be shown. Now, declaring that the political context has no place in discussions about sexual violence. Why is it political context? It's statistical. It's fact-based. She takes particular issue with the characterization that the depiction of the experiences of victims as a left-leaning political agenda, calling it demeaning, invalidating, and extremely inappropriate. Adding that the episode, you know, we recently, and I should look them up, we've recently had 2 or 3 of these snowflakes who accused people of raping them on campus come to find out that they actually weren't raped. Okay, that they made it up. And one girl in particular, I think she claimed she was raped 6 times, went to jail for it. The RA added that the episode shows a complete disregard for the feelings and the emotional well-being of the RAs present. She concludes that Rogers is not fit to hold a position as the deputy Title IX coordinator, because no one who undermines victims' experiences and disregards the emotional well-being of students should hold any administrative position. Now, this is interesting. So, he's laying out fact. I've seen the video. You should see it yourself. He's simply laying out fact. They can't handle the fact. And that makes him a bad guy. That makes it wrong. Isn't this how they approach everything? Isn't this how they deal with pretty much everything, and, you know, when it comes to these social justice warriors? And I love the fact that they think they're willing to get out there and fight. They're not willing to fight. They have no clue what it is to fight. It just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it? And what are you doing to help fight it? What are you doing to be out there and helping to deal with it? Now, here's some, thank God for some level-headed people in Pennsylvania. That's Reading, Pennsylvania. The school district rejected a planned parenthood health clinic. Now, the Reading School Board, they voted down a proposed health center at the Reading High School in a large part because it would have been run by Planned Parenthood. Dozens of protesters, you know, see, this is when people get informed and they can get involved, things change. Dozens of protesters supporters lined up in front of the district administration building, shortly before the school board voted, 5-4. 5-4. Look how close that was. Denied the Health Resource Center for Reading High School. Now, the health center would have offered counseling and sex advice. That right there, when it comes to Planned Parenthood and sex advice. Now, don't worry. Here's how it works. We'll give you contraceptives. If you don't, if you don't want to use them, you didn't use them right or what have you, we got you covered too, because then you come back and we'll make sure you can get an abortion. We'll take care of that for you as well. And then we'll put you in these classes, and we're getting paid for all this, but you don't have to know about it, because we're just here because we care about the kids so much. Those who opposed the plan were uneasy about the abortion provider's participation. The concern that we have is that we can't trust Planned Parenthood. I love these people. Parent Beth Rahal told the local news site that Montgomery County Commissioner Joe Gale said he traveled to Reading in Berks County to stand with the opposition. I felt that this issue was so important that it was worth making the trip to Berks County because it comes to our youth. You know, I love it. This is what I've been telling you guys for a long time. Get up, get out there, make noise, get involved in your school districts. Whether you have kids there or not, if you live in the district, you're entitled to open your mouth. Okay, our youth shouldn't be taught sex education, your abortion rights, and all this other stuff. Schools are supposed to be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. I am not for all this training that goes on. Now, several school board members discussed why they voted no. Board member Eddie Moran said he voted against the measure because he believes the health center would distract from the district's focus on academics. There you go, Eddie. That's a good way to handle it. I like it. Board member Gene Kelleher and Brian Burke both cited the lack of due diligence in vetting other available programs. Now, see, that's great because there are other programs. I'll talk about them on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. No dancing. No dancing. Sit down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate any kind of involvement, anything you want to throw my way, any comments you want to make about the show, always interested in what you have to say. Or you can head over to the website, not the website, head over to the Facebook page. A lot happening there as well. So, we were talking about the PragerU video that was showing. You know what? It's interesting to me that these young people, they can't take it. They can't take an opposing view. What does it do? Shake them at the core? Do they not understand that it's okay to have an opposing view? That people actually have different ways of approaching things, different ways of looking at things? I mean, if the left's view was always right, if the left's viewpoint always worked, because they've had total control, a lot more than Republicans have had, a lot more than conservatives have had. So if their process, their way of thinking, their policies are 100% right on, then what's the problem in Chicago? What's the problem in D.C.? Really, what's San Francisco? I mean, there you've got the government's all Dems. Right? The county and the city. And they've got high crime rates. They've got people whizzing in the streets, crapping in the streets. Right? You got New York, same thing there. You hear people complaining all the time since DeBlasio got into order over there or got into power. You hear people doing crazy stuff in the streets there as well. And because of his edict that you can't pick up any illegals, you heard about the semi-naked dancers in New York City. And they're not supposed to be like that. They're pushing and hitting up people for donations. The police can't pick them up because they're protected by the mayor. So if all these things work, if this is all, you know, utopia in the mind of a Democrat, then why aren't these cities just flourishing and doing so well? Why aren't their crime rates next to nothing? You know, why are restaurants closing and moving out in Seattle? If everything that the Dems do is right and everything the Republicans do is wrong, I don't understand. So, is it really that hard? If you really, you on the left, especially, have you really raised your children to curl up in a ball when they hear something they don't like? Have you taught them to push back or fight back without physical violence? Because it doesn't look like it from what I see. And let's be clear about this. It isn't. No matter what you try to push, no matter how many times you say it, no matter how many times you get stuck in replay from your tongue, it is not the right that's committing all this violence. And if you try to say so, you're just lying. You're lying to yourself, and shame on you because you're lying to your kids and others around you who might trust you. So when this person says that the episode shows a complete disregard for the feelings and emotions, the well-being of the RAs present, well, the feelings and the emotions don't count when it comes to fact. Fact doesn't care about how you feel. Fact doesn't care about your emotions. Fact cares about fact. Period. Like this constant conversation we have about sex. And then they confuse it with gender. And then they confuse it with this and that. Look, you're either an X or a Y. You're either a P or a V. And you know what I mean? You can't be an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. You can't be all of that. Now, if you choose to live those things, that's one thing. You choose to live, you know, bisexually or whatever because you like both sexes. And even that. So here's my other confusion. When are these groups going to get together? If you're into no genders, non-binary, none this, none that, there aren't any genders, how can you be bisexual? Been confusing to me. If there are no sexes, then you're not sexual. I mean, you're like no sexual, whatever. It's very confusing. It's hard. Well, it's not even confusing. It's just hard to keep up with you. Because you truly are all over the place. So again, we're willing to help. We're willing to, I won't say get in line. But we are willing to help. I'm okay calling you when we want me to call you. But I'm not going to change it from hour to hour, day to day. Not going to work. Anyway, back to my, I got sidetracked. Sorry. Back to my Planned Parenthood story. I was very excited that the school board in Pennsylvania decided that to vote down having Planned Parenthood here and there, and it was good reasons behind it. They were very, because you know they make the majority of their money doing one thing and one thing only. And if you have somebody on the left tell you, no, because they do mammograms and they do this, that, no, they don't do any of that stuff. They do one thing and one thing only. They do abortions. They screen for abortions. They do all that. But that's it. That's all they do. Abortion is somewhere in the process of what they do. Right? So when these board members voted against having Planned Parenthood there, I guess they were asked to give their reasons, which is fine. I'm in for it. I think it's the right thing to do. And people from all over, I was thanking you, thanking some of you who listen and decide to get off your butt and go to that school board meeting. Because when you're there to support them, when you're there to help them, when you're there to tell them how you believe, they've got something to step out on. You need to look for one of those care centers. They're called crisis pregnancy centers. Because if you look for them, if you find one, they give you all the options, where Planned Parenthood only gives you one option and one option only. You go to a Planned Parenthood clinic, you pick up the phone and call a clinic near you, and you tell them that you're having a baby, that you're going to have a baby. You'd like to come in, Planned Parenthood, get it, for prenatal care. And watch what they tell you. So, board member Bernardo Cabargel also noted that there's already a nearby Planned Parenthood Center that teens can visit if they wish. He said, I don't believe the compelling need exists. Now, Planned Parenthood, meanwhile, took shots at the opposition, alleged protesters against the proposal consisted of out-of-towners who don't care about local youth. Funny. You'd think they'd say the same thing about those out-of-towners that they're bringing in to protest. The Antifa people that they're bringing in, they're busing in from all over the place. The people wearing the KKK shirts coming out of the same bus where they're wearing the Antifa shirts. You think Planned Parenthood would care about the out-of-towners there? Funny how they take exception here. Let's be clear, these protesters don't care about our children or our neighborhoods. They're not from our area. They're out-of-town bullies who use a vote to pursue a narrow political agenda without any care in the world for the youth lives that their actions affect. Well, that's a lie because there is a Planned Parenthood in town they can go to. So what's the problem? Oh, you want to make it easier. You want the government to pay for your clinic there on site. Wow, that's pretty cool. When these opponents finally go home, we'll still be here doing what we always have, fighting to improve students' chances of completing school. Wow, so you can't complete school with a baby, I guess. Staying safe and healthy. You can't be safe and healthy. Listen to how they do this. Right, when these people are gone and you're pregnant, we're still going to fight to improve your chance of compelling. In other words, we're gonna work hard to talk you into having an abortion because it's the only way you can complete school. You don't want to have that baby because it's very dangerous to have a baby. You're not safe and very unhealthy to have a baby. And if you don't have the baby, think about it, at least you'll be able to have a brighter future. Just a bunch of lying pieces of work. Now, Jane Palmer, a protester who said that she had no ties to the district, tracked the rating to protest in favor of Planned Parenthood Health Center and alleged that those opposed are playing politics. So, I wonder, you think they were upset about the people that came in to support Planned Parenthood? I didn't hear that. I was missing it. Well, Planned Parenthood is kind of a red herring, honestly, Palmer groaned. The opposition has chosen to target them because they're everyone's favorite target. No, because what they do is nasty and bad. They lied to their clients. We know a few women that were told they were pregnant when they weren't. Right? They make the majority of their money off of what? Abortions. So, you know, the plain fact about Planned Parenthood, it's gone from 938 medical facilities to 600, with a consequential loss of over 740,000 annual customers. Think about that. And if we keep fighting, and if you keep doing it, and you keep pushing it, you'll win this war. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for listening tonight. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Remember, we're here every day, Monday through Friday. Don't miss tomorrow night. Come over and give some love to Andrea Kay. She'll be filling in for me on The Real Side. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.